It really is a fascinating story, and I know a lot of people have been waiting for something like this from former President Trump. What did he announce? What are the plans here for the former president, Mark?
You're right. We've all been sort of waiting to see what the former President Trump was going to do to try to get back into social media after he was kicked off of Twitter and Facebook in particular after the January 6th insurrection. And what Trump announced last night was that he's going to create a new media company, public media company. They're calling it Trump Media and Technology Group. It's being done through what's called a SPAC. It's sort of a financing arrangement to generate funding for the venture. And the details are a little sketchy yet, but what they're talking about is a media company that would have a Twitter-like platform. They're calling it Trump Social, where you could join like an app and the president could essentially tweet again, and a subscription streaming service would be a part of this as well. And the whole idea, they're sort of presenting this as, you know, an alternative to big tech platforms like Twitter and Facebook, where you can't be canceled for your political views. But ultimately, it'll be a way for President Trump, if it comes together, to return to social media.
I would think, Mark, it's not easy to launch a platform like this nowadays to go up against giants like Facebook and Twitter. But maybe when you consider the loyalty to the former president, this could be an exception.
Well, and that's sort of how they're pitching it, that, you know, you'll have these millions of followers who, you know, haven't been able to follow Trump on Twitter or Facebook anymore. So maybe sort of a ready audience for this. But you're right. There was a lot of speculation that this wouldn't happen because of the challenges and expense, frankly, to create something that would be privately completely owned. You own your own cloud, for example, so Apple or Amazon couldn't cancel you from the platform. And there was all kinds of questions about whether Trump was going to try to acquire a social media company that had an existing platform that he could sort of use as his own, or try to create something from scratch, but that would take a lot of time, money, and technology to create. So there's just a lot of questions about what this is ultimately going to look like and how this will launch. But, you know, we'll be eagerly watching to see how this unfolds. They're talking about doing beta testing on the Twitter-like component, the Trump Social, in the next few weeks, with a full launch in the first quarter of 2022.
Could this maybe, Mark, become something more multimedia in nature, where perhaps maybe like a TV network down the road?
Yeah, I don't know about a TV network, but they're clearly talking about having a multi-platform kind of entity, because the different social media components do different things. Twitter is kind of what Trump used to blast out his thoughts and announcements in real time. Facebook was a way to connect with his supporters and also raise money. And YouTube was a way to get video content out there. So the thinking is, you know, this new multi-platform media company would have each of those components that would do similar things, including this subscription service, which I guess would be like a Netflix. So I guess, you know, you could see, you know, that becoming more like a media company, media entity with that piece of it. But I think overall the idea is to, you know, have Trump regain what he lost in terms of his ability to use these different social media platforms.
And it remains to be seen whether the former president will pursue another race for the White House in 2024. But we know that he used social media like no other person who has served in that office. Could there maybe be a connection here if he does, again, plan to run for office and use this platform as part of that effort?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think a lot of people will be watching to see what does this signal politically. You know, does this make it more likely he'll run for president again? Because, like you said, he'll have this platform and be able to use it the way he used Twitter in the 2016 campaign and even during his presidency. Or does this make it less likely he'll run again if he's going to be running a public media company? And, you know, that will give him the kind of exposure he's looking for rather than running again for another term in office.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.